Dr. Gunderson, Mr. Pantone read from your deposition transcript at page 19, and you said, in my opinion, the oligos did not immobilize very well on the beading. What did you mean by that?
If the oligos mobilize poorly to the bead, you'll get poor signal intensity. As a result, it's hard to decode the bead types. I analyzed a number of bead types earlier showing the mobilization process they were using actually gave a lot worse intensities than a previous method they were using. They didn't test them side by side. We switched to a mobilization process where they synthesized...
Let me interrupt. Who are you referring to as they? Where did you get the beads?
The chemistry group.
Who was running the chemistry group at that time?
Tony Zarnik.
Is it your contention that the first 768 decoding experiment didn't work because the beads didn't work well?
That's right.
And these are the beads that came from Dr. Zarnik's group?
Correct.
One follow-up.